The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This from 1 Peter chapter 1. Through faith you are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Today is the festival day of St. Simon and St. Jude. And we don't know very much about those two men, but there is one tradition that says St. Simon died by being sawed in half. And there is a tradition about St. Jude Thaddeus that he was beat to death with an axe. So it seemed rather appropriate for me to speak on when they beat the joy of Jesus out of you. When they beat the joy of Jesus out of you. Now, they could be almost anyone or anything. They could be terrible illness, like our vicars Eric and Matt are facing. They could be major problems at home. They could be financial burdens and worries. And to be sure, St. Peter has many of these things in mind as he writes his whole epistle. But what he especially has in mind are they who criticize you and me, and perhaps even persecute us, because we are followers of Jesus. This was quite a few years ago already now, but I was hanging out at the Capitol Hill Club in Washington, D.C., and my daughter was there. And I could tell that something was bothering her, and she said, "Dad, I need to talk to you." And so we left the restaurant and went out into the hallway. And she told me that she was in major trouble with repaying student loans. Or maybe I should say not repaying student loans. Okay. How much are we talking about here? She told me. So what did I do? I gave her a hug. And I held her, sobbing as she was, as tight as I could. And then I said, I'm not quite sure how, but we'll work through this. Well, that's an earthly picture of what happens when they are beating the joy of Jesus out of you, whoever they happen to be. The Father, our Father, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ surrounds you. When they're beating the joy of Jesus out of you, the Father surrounds you with other followers of Jesus. That's why life together is so important. The word of Christ that the brother or sister speaks to you is stronger than the faith in Christ that is in your heart or in mine. And when they are beating the joy of Jesus out of you, the Father embraces you with his words. In the first chapter, verses 10 through 12, St. Peter says, concerning this salvation, deliverance, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told to you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Wow! What a community! The angels long to look into the words that you and I share from the Father with one another. Now, what I'm saying about the Father embracing you and me, surrounding you and me when the joy of Jesus is being beat out of us, is based upon verse 5. It says, through faith you are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Shielded, the word shielded, is the Greek word frumenos. It's a participle, passive, plural. And the original connotation of frumenos being shielded, was that of a city, a community, being shielded, guarded, kept safe by military or police forces. It well fits our situation. And when verse 5 says that you are shielded by God's power through faith, diapisteos, it is talking about the Bible, the promises of God. In systematics, I think you call it the fides quae. All the teachings that are in here, the teachings that you and I at all times, but especially when we're having the joy of Jesus being beat out of us, that we search, that we take to heart, and that we hang on to desperately for dear life, because that's what it is. This is our dear life, individually and as a community. So I hugged my daughter. I said, we'll figure a way through this. And she was given hope. The community that the Heavenly Father gives us and the words that he uses to embrace us are the way he creates hope when everything else seems to be going against us. Now, earlier I identified they, when they are beating the joy of Jesus out of you. I'm under no illusion. Now, sometimes they is the seminary. Dr. Daniel Alshire is the president of the association, or the executive director, I guess, the executive director of the Association of Theological Schools, and he's the author of Earthen Vessels. Subtitle, Hopeful Reflections on the Work and Future of Theological Schools. Well, Dr. Alshire writes this. One critique about the impact of theological education is on faith and piety. Some people worry that theological schools threaten the faithfulness of students. Many of my students in the 1970s and 1980s told me that someone had advised them, when they said they were going to seminary, not to let seminary ruin their faith. Most candidates for ministry begin theological study for lofty reasons, often at personal sacrifice, as people of faith who perceive that God has called them. The idealism and initial commitments of new seminary students typically change during seminary. And this change can be perceived as a crisis or even loss of faith. Most typically, this crisis is a normal developmental aspect of maturing faith. Intellectually informed Christian belief differs from popular belief. Ministry is a complex and difficult form of work. It requires faith that has encountered difficult questions and learned to live through them and with them. Well, when they, even the seminary, is beating the joy of Jesus out of you, know what's really going on. The Father, Jesus, their Spirit, is making you a more mature Christian. You are being made a better evangelical pastor or deaconess. And when you're going through the time that the community and the Word are your only hope and help, the Spirit is forming you into a theologian of the promises. And in that, we all greatly rejoice. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.